Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ross Tucker, five-year NFL veteran. You can now catch him on NBCSN, SiriusXM Radio, Sports on Earth. He's one of the busiest guys in the business, and he has a fantastic podcast called, you guessed it, the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, joining Joe Lo and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Ross, good morning. Thank you so much for your time. We'll launch right into a conversation we were having a few moments ago. Jason Garrett, how hot is his seat in Dallas right now? Because that's a hell of a football team that just won as many playoff games as the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, I don't know that it's that hot. I mean, they had a rookie quarterback, fourth-round pick, a rookie running back, not a very talented defense, and they won 13 games. They were the number one seed, and they lost to a quarterback that is doing things that we've never really seen before, that played absolutely out of his mind. I don't think it's hot, but I do think that Jerry Jones is probably frustrated by some of the things that went on, especially in the first half of that game. When you go back and look at it, you know, too many guys on the field, both on offense and defense, not seeming like they were prepared enough for Aaron Rodgers' hard count. I mean, there was a number of issues. I thought they abandoned the run too much. I know Lorenzo's got my back on that. I think somewhere I read where they had 9 times it was second or third down and 3 yards or less, and they ran once. I don't understand that. I mean, they could not stop Zeke Elliott. I thought they should have given the ball a lot more than they did. So I think all these things are in Jerry Jones' head. He'll probably voice that to Garrett. And if they have something similar happen a year from now, then I think the hot seat talk will be very much justified.
And what do you think about in the defense? When you know Aaron Rodgers, you see what he's able to do if you rush three or four. His ability and his patience in the pocket is like none other. I mean, maybe Houdini is. You saw Rod Marinelli start bringing 5 and 6, and it would start to give him some problems. At the end of the game, go back and prevent, it's 3rd and 23, and you allow that. Is that something that you look at this defense and think, oh, the first three drives, you go with a 70-yard, an 80-yard drive, and then at the end of the game, you decide to sit back? Is that something you think that the D coordinator is in trouble with Dallas?
Well, I think he did a really good job adjusting after those first three drives and saying, okay, we can't sit in coverage. This isn't going to work. This guy is throwing laser beams out here. We're going to get torn apart. We need to go ahead and try to get some pressure on him. So I'll give Marinelli credit for the, you know, for the adjustment there. I don't like, in situations like the last play, I don't like when teams don't rush at least 4 or 5 guys. Whatever it was, 3rd and 20-something, I always like the idea of making the guy get the ball out of his hands before he can even throw the ball down the field like that. So I understand why they don't go with that strategy, because then you've got less guys on the back end, and maybe somebody gets beat over the top, and you really only look really dumb if you get beat over the top. But if you bring 4 or 5, you know, the odds are they're going to be able to throw the ball over the top aren't real good. And even in that situation, if they throw it underneath, you can rally the ball and tackle the guy. So I think more – and I've seen it more often now where teams are bringing 5 guys on Hail Mary plays, because you only have so many guys that are back there trying to bat the ball down anyway. You might as well try to make sure the guy gets the ball up before he wants to.
Ross Tucker joining us here on 95.7 The Game, turning our attention to the AFC game, Pittsburgh at New England. Is it a high-scoring game that the Steelers need, or do they need a low-scoring game in order to beat New England?
I don't think it really matters. I think either way, the Steelers will be right there. You know, they can do a shootout. They've got the talent to do that, the firepower, obviously, with Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell. But the way their defense is playing right now, you know, they could also win a lower-scoring game like they did against Kansas City on Sunday. I'll tell you what they need to do. Getting back to the Zeke Elliott conversation, they need to run the ball. I mean, Le'Veon Bell was running the ball all over the Chiefs. They could not stop him. Then they'd get in the red zone, and they'd get cute. Keep running it. I mean, they could not stop the guy. Run it into the end zone. 6 field goals, that should never happen. If they're not significantly better in the red zone, there is no way they'll beat the Patriots.
Ross Tucker, one of the best in the business, the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. Be sure to check that out. You can also catch him Sports on Earth, Sirius XM Radio, and NBCSN, joining Joe Lo and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. What are your thoughts on the 49ers coaching search? It seemed as if they were in a great position. The five other vacancies were filled. Josh McDaniels is still available. Kyle Shanahan was still available. Yet McDaniels comes out yesterday and says he's no longer interested in the job, and now there are rumors that Shanahan may do the same. How bad's the situation with the Niners?
Well, if there are rumors that Shanahan might do the same, that's really bad. And you know, you guys know the way these things work, and you'd have to tell me which one came first, because it felt like it was almost at identically the same time the reports came out that McDaniels was withdrawing his name from consideration and that Shanahan was the front runner, or whatever the reports were yesterday. I always laugh at that, because that's not a coincidence or an accident. You know, either what happened was is the Niners caught wind that McDaniels was going to withdraw his name, and they put it out there real quick that Shanahan was their front runner so that they don't look bad like they're losing their top guy. Or conversely, McDaniels found out that Shanahan was the top guy, and he didn't want to look bad and look like he's not getting the job that he wants, so he pulled out. You guys might have, you know, more insight being out there than I do as to which one came first, the chicken or the egg there, but that's not an accident when that stuff happens. Now, if Shanahan pulls out as well, that's disastrous for the Niners. Because who else they have? Tom Cable? No thanks.
Ross, tell me about ballcannon.com. This thing looks awesome.
It is. I just found out about it a couple months ago. It's actually a guy from my hometown in Reading, Pennsylvania, that invented it. It's basically a football throwing machine that anybody can have in their backyard or with their kids. So, look, kids all want to play video games and stuff. What's cool about this is you actually get out there and you can adjust the settings. You can make it a punt, a line drive. You can even have a delay on. Like the Stanford offensive coordinator, Mike Bloomgren, he's got two boys. He bought one. He's like, Ross, that thing is cool, as you've been saying on Twitter. I said, yeah, it is. He bought one. He said his boys run routes in the backyard against each other when they put it on the delay. So it gets kids outside, which is awesome. And we all like to throw the football with our dads or whatever, but they're not there at 3 o'clock. They're not there every day, all day. So I would encourage anybody listening to go to ballcannon.com. Just check out the video. I don't know anybody that hasn't watched the video and said, holy crap, that thing is awesome. I need one. And I talked to the guy that invented it right before I came on, and he told me I can give you guys the code Tucker50. Only the first person that buys it, you get $50 off if you use the code Tucker50 at ballcannon.com right now. And Lorenzo, I don't know how many kids you got or whatever, but let me know. Maybe I can hook you up with a good price too.
Hey, thank you so much, brother. I'm looking forward to checking this thing out, man. It sounds awesome.
Ross Tucker from the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, five-year NFL vet. He's with NBCSN, Sirius XM, and Sports on Earth with Joe Lo and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Ross, thank you so much for your time. We look forward to catching up again soon.
Absolutely, fellas. Take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.